6, open to the public comments regarding item number 9, consent agenda items. I see none. Number 7, ordinance on a second reading, purchase of certain unimproved property to Sewell Avenue, open to the public resolution adopting.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance for the purchase of certain unimproved property in the Township of Piscataway, known as 2 Sewell Avenue, was introduced on the 17th day of April 2018, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 20th day of April 2018. Now therefore be resolved that the aforementioned ordinance, having had a second reading on May 1st, 2018, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 18-09.
Do I have a motion?
Offer.
Second.
See if please take a roll.
Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Arnn?
Yes. Motion passes. Item number 8, ordinance on first reading, amending ordinance 17-19, compensation and justification system for the Township of Piscataway, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled, an ordinance amending ordinance 17-19 to include additional job titles in regard to the compensation and classification system for the various officials and employees of the Township of Piscataway, be hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Oaks Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 15th day of May 2018. Be further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Arnn?
Yes. Present agenda, where first items have been consolidated, consent agenda will be voted on together. The materials, these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like to remove from the consent agenda? Consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Second. Second.
Second.
Mr. Buller?
Yes.
Mr. Khan?
Yes.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Yes.
Mr. Arnn?
Yes. Any announcements or comments from officials? Steve?
I have no comments. Thank you.
None at this time. Thank you.
Very brief briefing, Council President. After consultation with Department of Public Works Director, we think that we'll have the town cleaned up before Memorial Day with all the storm damage. Basically, we have the Irish Town section. We have to finish that. We're working on the Windwood and Hossam Town area, which we should be done by Friday. And on Saturday, we're going to do River Road with some backup of patrol cars, and then we have 2 streets off of Plainfield Avenue. That we had to shut the road down there for a second to get those 2 dead end streets, and then we had the section of William Street to the South Avenue area of, off of there that still has to be finished. So we're hoping we'll have everything finished up before Memorial Day.
Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North in Scotland. And I have 3 questions. One is, any further news on the warehouse?
No, Council has no further news yet.
We'll see. I haven't asked in a week. I haven't asked anybody, but I will ask, and if there is something, I'll send you an email.
Okay.
I don't know if the mayor knows something different, but I have direct solicit information.
And I was here 2 weeks ago. I asked about parking on Plainfield Avenue North and the fact that when they put the curb in, 10-ish years ago. It was too narrow. They made it a foot too narrow, so there was no parking. And I asked when we repaved the road if we could move the curb, or you suggested that perhaps you could waive the ordinance or something along those lines. So I wonder what has to happen.
If I may, Council President, I'll have to check with the police department, but I doubt we're going to remove the curb, to be honest.
We were looking into seeing if we could waive the requirement.
They're
not going to be able to move the curb, but we could see if we could. Yeah. We were looking into the width restrictions and seeing if we
Because it really does make it really hard for people who live on our road. There's no parking. It's what fits in your driveway, or you have to walk a quarter of a mile or more. It's not great.
Yeah, you probably couldn't do it too close to the curb. You have to probably be back a couple of houses.
Yeah,
looking at it.
Right. And I'll check in with my associate. I know he was doing some work on it.
Okay, and then the other is the buffer, supposed spivot hedge between Plainfield Avenue North and Kariba Scientific and the other entities along Knightsbridge. I was told they did some work in the fall. They planted a couple of things. I was told they would restart in the spring, and nothing has happened except for a lot of garbage is building up in the whole area. I was going to take photos for you, but I forgot.
If I may, Council President, I'll have Mr. Interstein go out. I do know that a lot of the corporate properties as well as municipal properties, through March, the snowstorm that we had in the first week of March, a lot of damage was done to the evergreens, you know, even in our rights of way. But I would like to say that they did plant, I forget the name of the type of bush there. It was called a shoe leather type plant, which is deer don't like to eat.
Deer resistant.
And right now they're like 2.5 feet tall. They're supposed to grow to 8 feet when they're mature.
They planted some, and they've planted these, I believe it's the ones, they planted them several times. Most times they haven't taken, died in the first year. Nobody watered them when it doesn't rain. And they haven't planted anything in front of my house and the house next to mine. They've planted some evergreens along their border, on their parking lot.
Mr. Wild, come back and forth with this. I think what we'll end up doing is, I'll see if you meet Mr. Interstein after again.
Fine. I've spoken to Henry in the past, and let's just say it's been 23 years, it still hasn't been.
But they did
make promises.
Bushes in the fall.
Yeah. So, and then I'm just curious about the recreational center and the why, I guess it was the pools, etc. I saw some announcement about it, and I'm wondering what the planning is, because quite frankly, what I read seemed to be very similar to what I read in 2008, when it was last spoken about, or the last time I heard it, saw it mentioned.
We have final plans, and we're going to go out to bid in September.
Okay.
And assuming we're able to get acceptable bids on it, we're going to start construction next spring. You'll see the plans are out on the internet. There's an artist rendering. The only reason that's not out is because we made a minor tweak to what the frontage looks like. So the mayor didn't want to put out something that wasn't 100% accurate. Probably within the next week or so, that'll be up there as well. You show it's a glass front. It's two stories in one part, and the old one had two stories in both parts. But eliminated some of the second story, just changed the facade of it. So you'll see that. But
thank you. Thank you.
That's the story. Anyone else?
Hi, Jim Brennan, 2200 Custer Street. So just to follow up on Mr. Wiles' comments, I've had various conversations with folks about that Penford property. Last that I heard. I've remained quiet for a while. We were going to work with the developer to increase the size of the berm in the buffer area. Work was going to be done to move the truck entrance to Centennial Avenue. There's also discussion about reorienting the building, moving the loading bays to Centennial Avenue. And then lastly, the low impact tenant that we're talking about. So Trust would verify. I made an appointment to see Mr. Hinterstein about the berm and the buffering. And a little surprised when I walked in to see Mr. Clark in there. I didn't know we paid $300 an hour to talk about trees and shrubs. I didn't know that was Mr. Clark's specialty. So I knew something was wrong right away. I see Mr. Kahn smiling because he knows too.
Smiling because we had this conversation.
Yes, we did.
Almost word for word.
Yes, we did. So I wish I could say I was surprised to find out that despite Mr. Kahn and others telling me that we were going to work with the developer to make the buffer bigger and better, the highest berm Mr. Clark has ever seen, no changes. I won't repeat the word that Mr. Hinterstein said it was, but no one ever talked to him about changing it, no conversation about changing it. There's been no change to the buffer. Now,
I'll tell you is what I told you a few times before is that when I sat down with the developer, they indicated that if the residents in the town were not satisfied when it was constructed, they would work with us to improve it.
Horses also out of the barn at that point. Once it's constructed, you're going to tell us, it's too late.
That's not the case. There's also apparently an 8-foot wall on top of it.
Okay, but that's not what we were told. We were told bigger and better buffer. We were told we're going to move the entrance to Centennial. The next thing I was told was there's been no conversation with them about moving the truck entrance to Centennial Avenue.
Well, I don't know who told you that.
Mr. Clark.
That's not accurate.
Here's the problem, gentlemen and ladies. No one knows what's going on. Everybody's going like this. You're the town council. You people should know what's going on.
But that's not the case, because
I know
what's going on, and I've told you that we had a discussion with them about reorienting and modifying the truck entrances and all those different sorts of things, and they were doing some engineering on
and the
that.
The landscape architect and Mr. Clark and have both told me in the same meeting that they are not talking to the developer about moving the entrance to Centennial Avenue.
We're not talking to them until we have an understanding of who the tenant is and what the use is, so we'll know whether or not that's going to be necessary.
Which seems rather convenient, because at that point we're going to be told, well, it's too late in the process, they have to start building this building, there's financing that's involved, they can't delay the financing, so we got to push forward the way it is. So, you know, forgive me, but there hasn't been much transparency and, quite frankly, honesty coming out of anyone regarding this project. So to me,
I'm sorry,
this is nothing more than a stall tactic.
Because I've told you,
there were going to be conversations with Penford about turning the facility around. You're not telling me anything I haven't heard. Okay. Now, secondly, I've been quiet because on top of what you've been telling me, the mayor's director of public relations put out some propaganda in the news, press release, and I'll share it with you if you like, but I'll just read some of it. The property is going to have a 13 to 16 foot high berm with dense plantings on top along the entire back line. The berm will be 2 feet. 2 feet. And it does not run the entire length of the back of the property. As a matter of fact, it doesn't run anywhere near Mr. Wheel's property, so he's just going to have the trucks coming and going all night. Township anticipates these upgrades will be a boost of property values. Just want to know what evidence you have to support that, or what evidence Mr. Wilk has to support that. I don't know if we've consulted any real estate professionals, or is that just Mr. Wilk's opinion? Facility is going to flow seamlessly with the neighborhood, and locals may not even notice it's there. That's classic. We're not going to notice a 77-bay truck facility open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week. No truck will ever drive through a residential neighborhood or use Plainfield Avenue. Well, the main entrance for the trucks is on Plainfield Avenue. And it's going to mean that the businesses, not residents, are going to pay a larger share of property taxes. So everyone here should rest assured that property taxes are going to go down because of this development. So what I would like to know is, who signed off on this press release? Who verified the facts?
We're going to have to get back to you on that.
Sorry?
We'll have to get back to you on that.
Well, I asked that question 2 weeks ago when I was here at Town Hall, and still waiting for somebody to get back to me on that. I mean, if this was a middle school research paper, it would fail. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, gentlemen. Again, I'm going to go on record because I want it on record. I don't think there is a low-impact tenant. I think this is just another stall tactic, as was the, we're going to approach Penford to turn the property around. This is just enough to shut us up until you can get through the June elections. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wish to come up and speak here? 3 minutes and we'll start.
Hello. Sorry, I missed the rest of the meeting. Evan Shigatsky, River Road Rescue. I wanted to just give you guys an update, as I said we would. We got all our financial information together. We handed it over to the finance office. I don't know if Daniel's the first name or Mr. Daniels. He has to help me out. I handed the paperwork to him. He said he would burden it to Mr. Dacey. So that paperwork should be in on our behalf. In addition, the letter that you guys, or that Mr. Dacey had asked for, with all squads signing off on it, has been submitted to Mr. Dacey today. I do have copies if anyone wants copies. You guys don't want copies? Okay. I didn't know. Brought it anyway. If you guys have any other comments, questions, concerns, let us know. We're trying to keep on top of things. I know we had a little bit of confusion, I guess, with the filming for the PCTV. They were running late, and then I don't know if we had a call or whatever it was, people that were waiting to be filmed, but it just didn't jive. So I was told about that today, I believe. We'll figure it out. So thank you again. Does anyone have any questions, comments, concerns, any performance issues for us?
No.
Okay. We'll see you all on Memorial Day. And the barbecue.
Anyone just speak here 3 minutes?
Fred White, 607 Ellis Parkway. I just want to, maybe it's already out, I don't know, but I'm still curious about the audit for the budget for 2017. Is that posted yet?
When it is not completed, by the state requires it to be done by June 30th, and there's no bid right now, and it will be done by June 30th.
So it will be done by June 30th?
Yes.
Thank you.
Church Grove, 1750 West Derry. How are you doing? First of all, I'd like to make a statement. I'd like to address Mr. Khan. Appreciate the words of wisdom last meeting. Went a long way. To the business administrator, appreciate that little work you did for me. Being on top of that, it goes a long way. And thirdly, I would like to apologize to my buddy, Mr. Frank. Sometimes, like I use the word, I get sideways when things don't go the way I think they're supposed to go and when they're supposed to go. But I was always taught, Mr. Khan, by my father, if I'm wrong, I'll stand up and admit it. So I admit that today, and I appreciate it. And I believe with you and me, working the way we are working, we will make the ward what it's supposed to be. And I appreciate you, Frank.
Thank you.
You see, I knew Curtis's father since I was when I was a little kid. Played high school football too. His brothers. I wish I was old enough to play with his oldest brother. But Curtis's father was a real gentleman, an honest, hardworking guy, nice guy, a guy who really loved the community. I didn't know Curtis as a kid because I think Curtis is significantly older than me. I did know his younger brothers real well, by way of full disclosure.
Anyone else wish to speak?
David Aiken, Zambos Valley Lane. Good evening, Council.
Good evening, David.
Item number J as in Juliet. Why are the funds being relocated to 1CDBG? What is that acronym?
If I may, Council President, it's federal funds. It's our annual community development block grant funds, and we're using it for the park improvements for making handy wheelchair accessibility.
Is there a number associated with that, even though it's a grant?
It's $100,000. Yep.
Has that money been allocated already to certain parks? Have it been designated for certain parks at this point?
Council President, it's parks that we're currently working on, four parks.
I didn't hear that.
The four parks that we're working on currently, David.
Okay. Item number K is in Kilo. The senior housing Sterling Village condition assessment and 10 capital plan. Would you elaborate on that?
If I may, Council President, the Sterling Village is 28 years old and change. We're having an outside company come in and do an analysis of what we need to do in the near future, in the long term, whether what plumbing is going to have to be replaced, tubs, electrical, things of that nature. We're trying to get ahead of the curve and see what we do for budgeting purposes, how we can have a 5 to 10 year plan of what needs to be replaced.
When that analysis is completed, will that be on the agenda or would it be strictly in the resolution?
Once the analysis, it'll be internal for the Public Works Department, working with the senior housing utility to figure out a game plan for financing mechanisms on what we will be renovating. Currently, there's over 150 units in that building, so some of it's getting at the end of its lifespan, so we want to get it ahead, so we don't want to have to be fixing things in an emergency basis. We're trying to be proactive.
Okay, but will it be somehow announced or the public can see what's going to be done to some of the apartments?
David, it's public, it'll be a public record.
Just... No. I mean, like, say on the agenda or on a resolution.
Council President, it's not going to be an acceptance of a report. It's going to be a report, a template for the Public Works Department and the senior housing officials for budgeting purposes, to figure out what they're going to have to renovate. You know, long-term picture.
That'll be through our normal budgeting process, David.
Okay. Item number I, India. Amendment number 2, I don't know if that was on the agenda last time, but if it wasn't, I missed it, and if it was, I'd appreciate if you just let me know what the amendment number 2 consists of. I know it's $5,000, but nevertheless.
If I may, Council President, this has to do with Netherwood Avenue. This is to pick up engineering for the storm drainage system that runs over Bound Brook Avenue. We have to have this done. We now have permission from those residents over there to go in and do the survey work and engineering work out there. And just once this is finished, we'll be able to finish the design plans for Netherwood Avenue, and hopefully we'll have it in the capital budget to put out to bid for next year.
Thank you.
There's an ancient drainage pipe that failed out there.
So almost like 80 years old.
Needs to be fixed. It's great.
Anyone else wish to speak?
I just wanted to say briefly with respect to the Headful project. I completely respect Mr. Brennan's concerns. He's one of the folks that's most directly affected by a particular project. I will say that Councilman Shaw isn't here tonight. He lives on Netherwood, and he's right behind his house as well. So it's not like it's an issue that is not at our feet. But I'm not going to debate point by point who said what and what things and so on. I just want to take issue with the fact that I've had numerous conversations with Mr. Brennan. At every moment, told him everything that I knew that was accurate and truthful. I talked to Tony as well, to how many times, numerous times, and I'll continue to do that, whether or not people agree with what the project is or is not, because that's part of my responsibility. I was there in the room at the meeting with the developer, and I know what was said, and I know how it was said, and I know what documents we were shown, so I'm very confident that there's an ongoing business negotiation that's going on and we're not necessarily a party to. Some of it involves third-party financing that is complicated because this is not a $50, business or project. We initially were told that they would not know or have a deal struck until the summer, and then I got information that was moved up. Maybe that was overly optimistic. But I mean, all I can say is that I'm going to continue to tell people exactly what I know is going on, and I'm pretty well in tune with what's going on. So is Kapila. So, despite the comments, I will get back to you with developments, and I will give you, as I've said to you, in our numerous conversations, I've told you everything I know, including things that I was told I probably shouldn't share with the public, but I did anyway because I felt it was my obligation to do so.
May I have 30 seconds to respond to Mr. Khan, as he could address me?
You could do it at the agenda meeting. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Proposed agenda meeting for May 8th. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, and location, and to the extent known. The agenda by posting a copy of the notice on a municipal building, municipal court, and two municipal library bulletin boards, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in ordinance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered into the minutes.
Mr. Buller?
Yeah.
Mrs. Cahill? Mr. Khan?
Here.
Mrs. Lombardi?
Here.
Mr. Shaw? Mrs. McCollum? Mr. Arnold?
Here. Ms. Capital Parks? Here. Pledge
of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 5, resolution authorizing raffle license RA-1368, RA-1369, St. Matthew's Church, RA-1370, York Street Project. Any comments or questions? Item number 6, authorizing refund of street fair vendor application fee, Sweet Concessions, LLC. Any comments or questions? Item number 7, resolution authorizing award of contract 2018-2019 hot mix asphalt road construction materials to Volley Asphalt Company Incorporated, not to exceed $821,325. Any comments or questions?
If I may, Council President, this is for this year's paving season.
Item number 8, authorizing change order number 3, restroom renovations, administration building, DPW, and public safety building. GK Fontaines LLC, not to exceed $12,361.40. Comments or questions? Item number 9, authorizing award of contract through ESCNJ Corporate 17-1830 Class A truck bid, not to exceed $81,102.20. Any comments or questions? Item number 10, authorizing award of contract through New Jersey State Contract T-2102, Contract 88215, Vehicles, Trucks, Class 4, Utility, Dump with Snow Plow Option, Chassis S. Wiener Company, DBA, winner for not to exceed $75,997. Any comments or questions? Item number 11, authorized return of escrow. Gvan Building, AT&T Plot 4601, Lot 12-275, Old New Brunswick Avenue. Item number 12, authorizing return of performance surety and cash bonds. GOP Guarantee, Block 4701, Lot 30381, New England Avenue. Any comments or questions? Item number 13, resolution authorizing award of contract through the Somerset County Cooperative Contract, CC0029-16, collision repair and vehicle painting, Ideal Auto Body, not to exceed $40,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 14, resolution authorizing award of contract through state contract A42266, above ground fuel tanks installation, removal, repair, and related equipment, TSAC Environmental Services, not to exceed $250,000. Any comments or questions? Item number 15, any announcements from the comments from officials? Jim?
Not at this time, thank you.
I was just going to make a quick comment stating that it is an extremely good idea that we are hiring this company to take a look at Sterling Village. The building has definitely come upon its years that it requires some assessment of what the maintenance schedule should be. So I know things have happened over there. I've spoken with some people, and I think it's a great idea that we are assessing this property to make sure that it will be maintained properly.
Open to the public. If you wish to come up and speak, you have 3 minutes and wish to do so.
Jim Brennan, 2200 Custer Street. Just to respond to Mr. Khan, Penford has acknowledged that they're willing to work with the township and work with the residents on that buffer. My ask is, let's not wait until after it's built. Let's come to the table now and let's see what can be done. Once it's built, there's not much that can be done other than sticking a couple of trees in there, which really doesn't help any of us. So that's my ask. And that was my ask when I tried to make an appointment with the mayor. And I was told the mayor cannot, will not meet with us regarding this under Mr. Clarkin's guidance. So no one wants to talk to us about this, and anybody that does talk to us just talks to me with a lawyer next to him. And when I'm here, Mr. Clarkin gives the gag order. So you understand why this is frustrating and challenging. And secondly, I will submit to you the press release from Mr. Wilk that I really do, really would appreciate an answer as to who signed off on this. It's outright insulting that you think anybody would believe this. It's loaded with, I'll be nice and call misinformation. Most of it's not true. So my ask is that someone get back to me and let me know who signed off on this and when the correction is going to go out.
Hey Jim, I don't really answer to that question, but I'm gonna sit down with Henry White and look at some of these issues, and I will get back to you on the berm issue details that you and I have been talking about and that you raised. I'm going to sit down. I have not sat down with Henry. I'm going to sit down with Henry and ask
him some of these questions.
I know you have, but I have some specific questions, and I want to take a look at some stuff. I'm going to do that and get back to you, okay?
Okay, because I sat with him and Mr. Clark, and he told me, well, the berm's not getting any bigger, the berm's not getting any wider, and the buffer's not changing.
I often have a better way of asking the questions than I have on occasion in the ability to achieve what I want.
We're changing it would be in the plans. That's my concern. Show me plans with a bigger, better buffer, and I may go away happy. But when people tell me one thing, and then the guy doing the job is shooting straight and tells me, nah, they're all full of it, which is almost verbatim what he told me, no problem. So again, I submit this to you. I would really appreciate someone coming back to me and letting me know Obviously, there's got to be a sign-off process on press releases around here. Who signed off on it, and how we let that go out the door? Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, no one's interested in that.
Curtis Grove, 1750 West 3rd.
I guess I get back to normal now.
Yeah, I figured out
that.
That was all an act.
No. I had Frank come out to the site the other day. We had a township crew come out to the house, that piece of property on 2nd and Hazelwood. And I was remodeling my wife's kitchen, and I said, oh, they're going to come clean the property. They were there 15 minutes. I think they took maybe 6 branches, Frank? Maybe.
Told me 2.
Maybe 2. You said 2. I was like, wait, we can't be done. They took out 2 6-foot pieces of branch, put them in the chipper. That's the chippers up all in the street. So I'm like, okay. I said, well, since they're here, maybe they went down to the playground. They got that little bit of it. They didn't do that. I said, I don't want to do this. Nope, I'm not going to bother Frank, but I just couldn't wait. I called Frank Saturday. I said, Frank, I need you to just come see what I'm saying. I hate being up there. I'm getting tired now. They just, it comes to a point where I think they deliberately do this over here. I talked to the mayor, I talked to you, everybody. When they come cut that grass, we do not bring blowers, we do not bring edges, we blow the grass in the street, and they leave. Come back with the street sweep, I don't say nothing. So now I'm asking, I'm not really asking, I want a demand. When you cut that piece of property that belongs to y'all, I want an edge. The sidewalk is 4 foot, it's not 4 foot, it's 3 foot 4 inches because the grass is covering. I would like an edge now. It's a city piece of property and it's a sidewalk. I want to cut property now. Yesterday, we had our guys come cut the park, not clean the park. These were the guys that cut the park. Watch one guy, 1 hour, 10 minutes. Now, I want to know, how do they get paid? Each time they cut it, or they get 10 cuts, 15 cuts? How do they get paid?
It's by the cut.
By the cut?
Don't hold me to that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you check into it.
For the record, Curtis, as I said before 2 weeks ago, we're not cleaning up any parks until after all the brush is cleaned up throughout in the rights of way. And then we're going in all the parks afterwards. We have a lot of damage still done in the parks from the March snowstorm. The priority is to get the streets cleaned up that the residents have put out at the curb, their curbs. That is the priority. I told you that 2 weeks ago.
I totally agree with you on that. But I'm going to say because my taxes help pay for that cutting that grass. If he's going to cut a quarter of the grass, and that's exactly what he cut, he didn't cut the new seeded area. He only cut to where the sign that says Hazelwood Park. He didn't cut the left of it, and he did not edge it. Only when I decided to stand there and watch him, and then when his foreman came and picked him up, I asked him, are you finished? He's like, yeah. I said, you're not going to do nothing over here? You're not going to move them branches or nothing? He's like, no. I said, you're done. I said, because I'm going to a town meeting tomorrow. I just want to make sure you're done so I can tell him you did. Only then did he tell them two guys, get the blow packs off. Now we're going to blow the basketball court off. We're going to blow the house off. We're going to blow everything off. But not once. Did he not edge? And he only cut half of that, not even half of that part. So I want to make sure this guy's not getting paid. And I want to know, why did we switch contractors anyway?
Called public contract laws.
Low bid. You gotta go with the low bid. It's
taxpayers'
money.
QC. I gotta put my bid in for grass
cutting. You should.
Oh. Yeah. Believe this one. We'll have an LLC. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Good evening, Council. My name is Steve Jacobowitz. I'm at 360 Pegasus Road, Star Point, North Station section of town. I would be amazed to come here and not say anything. I don't want to say here, just talk, just to talk. Yet, there was, I believe this area, I know I should have came earlier years, but there's a lot of, it seemed to be overdevelopment. There's condo developments going up, and that must add 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 cars between Highland Park, the one over there on New Brunswick, Old New Brunswick Road. You know, there just seems to be a lot of development, transportation. On another note, this is Mental Health Month as well, as the county recognized many years ago. I work with people who have mental health challenges. They are treatable illnesses, even though that area has it, as you know, has its problems as well. As are we set for the concert series in the summer? Okay, we are. Okay. You know, I just don't want to sit back there and be like a bump on a log. I am a civic. I'm an old timer here in this town, that's my input. Thank you.
Thank you.
Frank, if I...
Hey, David?
Yes, I thought you were talking with the mayor.
David Aikens, Ambrose Valley, Maine. Item number 9, Class 8 truck. What's the significance in a Class 8? What does it consist of as a different than, say, a Class 4 or Class 3? Probably the weight.
It's the
weight. Is that it? I mean, does it come where you can put a plow on it or even a backhoe? I don't know. That's why I'm not.
Classes are already gauged towards the weight.
By DMV.
Wouldn't that be representative of a larger vehicle for a certain type of work? That's why it's a heavier vehicle?
Yes, you normally have your vehicle, a higher class.
Also, in reference to that, I don't know what these numbers mean, 17/18-30. Is that part of the classification?
It's probably the type of...
That's the co-op bid. So this is being bought through a purchasing co-op, and so that each one has an account number referencing the actual bid. So that's just the bid number.
That's the bid number?
Yeah.
Okay, on item 10, there's a contract, and it has a contract number 88215. It says vehicles. It also says trucks, class 4. Class 4, a lighter vehicle for the purpose of pickup truck or what? I'm just trying to get an idea what kind of vehicles you're talking about.
This one is a crew cab. And it's a different number because it's a state contract. Number 9 was awarded through the New Jersey Education Services contract, which is a co-op. And number 10 is awarded by a state contract, and it's a crew cab, 4x4 crew cab.
Okay, again on item 10, class 4, a utility dump with snow plow. Just one vehicle we're talking about?
Yeah, it's one vehicle with the snow plow.
On item 14, the above ground fuel tanks installation. How many tanks are we talking about replacing?
Removal of one 12,000 gallon gas tank and one 6,000 gallon diesel tank. We got rid of the underground tanks and put in these new pump stations now all above ground.
So it's two tanks?
Yeah, under this there were two tanks taken out, yes.
Okay. Oh, one last question, number 8. I'll tell you what the third There's a couple items there. You had to raise the, to meet the ADA compliance, they had to raise the toilets and some other items.
This was vestibules added to the contract, including room floors, ceiling painting. Additionally needed to install isolation valves on the toilet carrier and EPW public bathroom. They made a change to a larger sink for the locker room. And there was a change in the toilet for ADA, ADA purposes. All included this change order.
I don't want to be cynical, but when these bids go out for contract, and it's a low bid, you get the bid, and I'm sure these contracts are pretty much knowledgeable of what has to be done. Then when you started adding changes to it, I would imagine at some point it can equal to or exceed other contracts. I mean, this is, the way I look at it, it's a way of getting your price back out, up.
No, this one actually, this one actually started out at 384. We added in 42,000. We deducted 8,200. So the change order overall is 34,000, which was 8.95%. So yeah, for a construction job, 8.95% is pretty reasonable, because once you get into plumbing, as anybody who has a house knows, once you get into the walls, you find problems. Yeah. You can't, an architect can't anticipate.
I understand. Do it on the side. But you see where I'm coming from now.
David, I see your question. All the bids are based on specific specs that are requested by the township. So there's no deviation in the lower bid is going to give you less products or work or anything like that. That they all have to provide the exact same products, etc. So it's not like picking, we're required to pick the lowest qualified bidder by state law, but it's not like picking the lowest qualified bidder. We're actually picking someone that is going to provide less material, you know, a lower product.
Okay. This is not like a home improvement contractor who quotes you $5,000 and then says it's going to be six. These are initiated by requests on our part to do additional work. That's why there's a change. It's not the contractor coming to us and saying, I need more money for the same service. It's us telling the contractor we want additional work done. And that's why there's an adjustment.
Okay. I understand now. You guys may see something or they're in the project or you may want to suggest something. That's a little different than a contractor looking to.
They're not allowed to. The contractor can't come to us. No. In public contracting and say, you know, I should have bid more, I wanted a couple thousand dollars more, they're not allowed to.
No, I wasn't talking about that. I mean, contracting is something you say, you know, since we got this open, I want to show you this really should be taken care of now while it's open. That's okay, I understand.
That may be something that happens, but, sure. Yeah. But you know, we have plumbers, like say for example, we have at least two, maybe more master plumbers that are employed by the town. They might not be able to do the work, but they could look at it and would know whether that's legitimate.
Thank you.
Actually, it's Anthony Wild, 2250 Plainfield Avenue North, just following up on what he said on the environmental services, number 14, is the $250,000 include remediation?
Yes.
And that kind of thing, which to me then explains the higher price.
Yes.
Thank you.
And some of it will be covered by our insurance carrier.
Going 607 Ellis Parkway. I hope you'll forgive my ignorance and naivety, but I'm curious, talking about trucks, I have some questions. North Plainfield is maintained and is part of, controlled by the city of Piscataway, correct?
Plainfield North.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. In some of my research about health effects of air pollution due to diesel trucks, it came to my attention that older trucks are worse polluters than more modern and well-equipped trucks, the air pollution control devices. Now, is it possible that the town could create an ordinance that allows for, if trucks have to drive on North Plainfield, that they have the latest pollution control equipment so that young children and older people who have respiratory weaknesses don't get further damage to their lungs?
Well, federal law required everything built from about 1997 moving forward to be current. And anything that you had a retrofitting, which was a few years later. So everything is either current or retrofitted. The only trucks that are not current or retrofitted is there's this company down in, I believe, Tennessee or someplace that's been reading about with the president that takes old engines and puts them in new trucks. And Scott Pruitt has waived the regulations for any of the trucks sold by that one particular dealer. But anything in New Jersey has to comply with the clean air laws. And our fleet does, and any trucks in operating in New Jersey now do, unless they come from this one dealer, Scott Pruitt waived the regulations.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't we hope to do a better job of protecting the environment and people's health than Scott Pruitt?
Hopefully your message is getting through.
Right. But
there's some areas of regulation that the federal government preempts what can be done on a more local level. So
in other words, a Piscataway policeman could not pull over a truck on North Plainfield that had insufficient pollution control.
It couldn't be legally registered if it didn't meet the requirements.
Also, I'm curious, I know the number of truck bays that the new place on Penford will have. I know the number of truck bays at the corner of Centennial and Old New Brunswick Road, but I'm curious about, do we know how many truck bays there will be at the old Union Carbide big plant? Best Buy, how many truck bays will be in there?
Yeah, well, we actually don't know how many are there at Penford, because they were approved for a maximum, and has been discussed at numerous council meetings. Until we know who the operator is going to be, we don't know exactly what their needs are going to be, but we anticipate their needs to be much lower than what was approved.
So does that mean that, I've heard Best Buy is going to be their warehouse, so you're telling me that somebody else is going to own and run the warehouse with a contract to Best Buy?
We're talking about at the GE site that we've been talking about pretty much at every meeting since last fall.
So you can't give me an answer?
On Best Buy, I don't know the answer. We can go see the approved plans.
Well, how would a person go about finding that out, do you know?
Go meet with our construction officials and the one that should be
sure. Construction officials?
Yep.
That facility built, or that particular building not built? Built, isn't it?
Part of the construction.
Who is the builder then?
Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Who?
Rockefeller.
Okay. Do you know where they're located? No, you don't know.
Plans are on file at the township. Mr. Brennan can tell you where the plans are. They're down.
For the Best Buy site?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yours. Anyone else? All right, I'm going to pose a public question.
If I may, Council President, Steve, made a comment before about some of the high-density housing that's being built. I just want to remind him, 350-plus towns have been sued by high-density housing lobbyists out of Trenton to build high-density housing to meet COA obligations. So that is a part of that is being done. So thank the high-density housing lobbyists out of Trenton.
Clarify, I know that somebody has addressed this with Mr. Brennan. I think Gene had a discussion with you. The mayor is not legally allowed to meet with any residents on any projects that have come before or come before the planning board since he's a voting member of the planning board. I think Mr. Clarkin talked about that with you, and I think Mr. Wilmer talked about that with you. So you said coming here to complain at the mayor won't meet with you is inaccurate because the mayor can't meet with you because he's a voting member of the planning board, and we need to make sure that we follow the state law for planning boards. So I think we've been trying to get you the information. I think you pointed out to Mr. Wilkie at a meeting, I believe, with Jim Clarkin, and a couple weeks ago you pointed out that there was something misleading in one of the press releases that he went out. I believe it was corrected and posted within about 5 minutes of you pointing out to him, I believe. So.
I haven't seen any correction anywhere. I'm seeing an updated press release.
Motion.
Second. Second. Meeting adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good night.